This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
First time in radio history, we had the intro to this, you guys joined us and then left, and now are back. You don't get this anywhere else.
You didn't trust us with Keeler.
I specifically asked you guys if you had any questions for him and if you wanted to stay. Well, although I think I only asked Keeler one question today.
I have a one-sided beef with Keeler, so.
A one-sided beef?
Mm-hmm. Just me versus him.
Oh.
He doesn't know what's going on yet.
What's your beef with him?
He hates the Rockies and Dick Monfort.
Well, who doesn't, am I right?
The dude down the hall, Derbs, everyone, and Tanner Schwint joining us here on the whole show. There's a lot of people that are frustrated with Dick Bond.
Yeah, but I mean... That World Cup article was just ridiculous. He's all mad that they were closing McGregor Square and charging people to come in to watch the USA matches of the World Cup. It's called capitalism. Thoughts?
Mike? That's a lot of heat.
I started paying attention at capitalism.
I was trying to be positive, and you've been kind of a negative. You've kind of been a downer, mm-hmm. Tanner, today. A little bit.
Yeah,
of a downer.
I've been looking for a good fight. I've been looking to pick a fight, and I haven't. Nobody has accepted my duel yet.
You don't want to.
Tired,
Derbs.
I'm tired.
Derbs,
yeah.
You in? What are we going to argue about, Derbs?
I don't know.
Derbs, hot take alert. When we were talking earlier, Macklin Celebrini from the San Jose Sharks just signed an $18.8 million annual average for his salary. Huge deal. Kale McCarr could demand over 20. Derp thinks the Avs are going to just let him walk.
I don't think they pay him that. If he refuses to take the, the quote, hometown discount, I don't think the Avalanche do that.
Oh, my gosh. I was just saying how it doesn't seem like the Avalanche are really in turmoil much compared to what we're seeing with the Nuggets. That would be quite a bit of turmoil.
And then, if they let him walk, was my take right? Just saying.
It still wasn't right, because they won't have traded him.
If they let him walk, you're not getting anything back for Kale McCarr. Oh, you know, Brady's coming around.
No.
You're just saying no.
It would turn out to not be your worst take.
Yeah.
I mean, you had a bunch of them.
Sell high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Derbs? Why not? I mean, if they let him walk and they get nothing for him, wouldn't they be better off to trade him?
Well, hopefully they have one more cup before we get to that.
But you would rather just have one more good run and then bye-bye, Kale. Nate's getting old and then just bye-bye, Avs?
Yes, correct.
That's crazy to me. That's absolutely crazy. The haul that you could get for Kale McCarr would be huge.
That's another hot take. We can get a haul for this. Like, I have a hard time with these conversations anymore because I just don't. I don't want a haul. I want the players that are here to win. Like, I don't. Jake McCarthy can get so much on the market right
He's
now.
Very
like,
good.
We don't ever develop those players. The Colorado Avalanche go out and sign free agents as a part of their thing. Like, they'll get two or three great players for what they'll pay Kale McCarr. Like, that team will never be devalued because Kale McCarr walks. There'll be a whole new crop, like your cows every season, that will come in here and be great for that year. So, like, the haul of everything is, that haul is never proven fact of what you can and can't do.
Why do we not see one-for-one mega superstar trades anymore? I mean, like, in any
sport.
Like a
Clint Portis, Champ Bailey type of deal?
Yeah, why do we never see those anymore?
I don't know. We don't really see them.
No,
at all. Name the last, like, straight-up blockbuster, because we can't count Luka.
No,
and
because
Anthony Davis.
That's probably the closest.
But that was also like the stupidest thing anybody could ever do. Like we don't see like the Broncos. That was a legendary trade because it was good for both teams. It was epic for both teams.
Right.
They got Champ Bailey out of it, and they got Clint Portis out of it. I don't know. That's an interesting
question. I think teams are too enamored with draft picks. Too enamored with the what if. What do I do with this? Like, it's the number one overall pick. In the NFL draft, like, boy, God, this guy coming out here is really going to be something. And then most of the time proves out to be nothing.
Well, and that's what I'm wondering, too, is, like, have those has a hierarchy been put in place in, like, let's just keep using the NFL, where it's like, okay, the Rams can keep trading with this team that's not going to compete. I feel like franchises are more willing to go into rebuild mode and then never get out of rebuild mode, but they're more willing to go there, so you don't see like, the Seahawks and the Patriots trading back and forth, even though they probably both had positions of need that the other one could fill. They'd rather go to a team that's like, oh, you know, they're cheap, they don't want to spend this stuff, let's go there.
Yeah.
You think that's part of it, like the competitive balance?
It's also
ownership?
Like I think more teams learn that there's two ways you can go, really. There's rebuild or there's you're there, and if you're somewhere in between moving around pieces to stay in between, I just don't think teams are interested in that anymore. So it's just, we're either a championship contender or we're resetting this whole thing.
Yeah.
So swapping one star for another star just puts us in the exact same position. Why not trade that star out and just announce to the public that we are in a rebuild mode? I think that's closer.
You're probably right on that. I hate it though. I mean, that was always huge. You get let's trade this guy like you just said, the Clinton Portis, Champ Bailey. Okay,
that's probably one of the greatest trades.
We've got running backs. We need cornerback help. Let's get rid of our star running back to get a star cornerback here and let the young guys take over. I don't know why teams don't go back to that.
Yeah, we just don't see it. I already answered it. So
I'd like to go back to that though.
Dex, would you like to go back to that?
I don't think there's a lot of those two ways anymore either, that like we're so stacked on offense that can we trade X player for X stud on defense? Like, I think those are just more valued anymore. Like, I don't see the two superstar things.
Plus, in the NBA,
offense, defense, or
plus in the NBA, Adam Silver's just made everything so damn near impossible to do anymore. Yet the Luka thing happened, and nothing else can happen even close to
well,
that.
Well, who got the first overall pick in the lottery after the Luka trade?
I believe it was.
It was the Dallas Mavericks.
I believe it was the Dallas Mavericks.
What a coincidence!
Weird, huh?
Yeah,
what a coincidence!
Didn't see that coming.
Not at all.
Do you guys understand the second apron? I know you don't because you asked me to be on to explain it to you, and I did not do that.
About 12%.
No, about 12%. What the 12% I know is don't get in it. That's it. Just bad things happen.
And
Eastside Chris, sorry if I miss picks. We'll picks her on Friday. Everybody knows that. What does Dude Down the Hall have for Rocket Tourney this weekend? Isn't this the Fowler signature event?
Get ready to learn golf, Brady.
Ricky
I was hoping
Fowler
it was like fun, like rockets and stuff.
That's
like
close.
Rocket tournament.
Well, you rocket your mortgage.
No free advertising, Derbs. Come on now.
But they, this is the Ricky Fowler thing. This is the tournament that he won a couple of years ago to kind of put his name back in the fold there. But Eastside Chris, Xander Schauffele, I think, wins this week. He's been pretty bad for his standards most of the year. I think you found a little something last week. I think Xander Schauffele wins this week.
I noticed you didn't say Rory McIlroy.
Not in this. Or I would 100%
yeah.
be Rory.
Yeah, right. Why is
he's
he
a tool.
Blisty?
I think Blisty
again. He's such a tool.
No, he's not.
You've got to stop.
He's the greatest thing that ever happened to this country. And his country.
He's
two countries in one.
He's dual citizen.
Absolutely.
Dual citizen.
He's an absolute tool bag.
He's a double citizen.
And so is Bryson DeChambeau, but they're both tool bags. Did you follow that controversy at the Open?
No? No, we had a listener get mad at us because we weren't talking about that, because we were talking about whatever doofus comic book thing Michael was into that day.
Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Doofenshmirtz. Sorry, Michael.
Very
catching strays over there.
You know who Bryson DeChambeau is?
I do, yeah. Yes. I know it.
I don't think that was an unfair question of me to ask you.
That was a personal question, and I felt it being a personal question.
He was like threatening to call President Trump because he was getting assessed a penalty, which is just insane.
Well, and
what is Trump going to do? He's just like, hey.
I don't know. He might do what he did for Team America in the World Cup.
It's true. But it's not at his golf course. If you don't let him play, we're going to drop a lot of golf balls on that course. Like, what is he going to do?
He could do that.
But then Rory comes out and goes, man, I don't like the guy. I think he should have been given more of a penalty. And he's a cheater. Rory McIlroy is such a
He's just calling him out, man. Mm. Rory's standing up for what he believes in, and that's what's the American dream, also in Ireland.
With Rory and Brady.
Did you guys see the Tony Romo video yet?
Oh, yeah.
I know we chatted a little bit about it this
morning. Absolutely, man. Greatest video out there right now.
Isn't it crazy? Like, this is the world we're in. The guy gets a DUI, or he's fighting it, I guess, and it's become, like, funny.
It 100% has.
How is this, like, a thing?
Because I don't think anybody thinks he's drunk.
And he's also, like, the nicest dude in the world.
I think number one is nobody thinks he's actually drunk. And I think that's why we're all having a laugh at it.
I could not be a cop.
No.
Because if that were me in that situation, I'd be like, you're fine. You're Tony Romo, man. Just keep it in between the lines, buddy. Be on your way. And a lot of hooligans mad at that one there. I couldn't arrest Tony Romo.
And shout out Tony Romo for not doing that. Do you know who I am? Like, I mean, he was sitting there trying to hear and listen and talk. Couldn't hear each other on the highway. You know, he asked to call.
Where did they bring him, by the way? To do his test.
I don't know.
It looked like a secret government place where they keep aliens.
Had to go
underneath DIA.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. They brought him all the way here and went underneath DIA.
That's a conspiracy theory I'll go with you on, Derbs. Mm-hmm. But they had to take him back to the station, right? I love that he was having to stretch and loosen his back before he could do the field sobriety test.
It's hard playing 36 holes of golf.
He's down there stretching his back out, like trying to get ready to go.
Trying to visit his grandparents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which... How old is Tony Romo?
He's got to be
older than us.
He's older than me. He's probably, if he's not,
close to 50, maybe.
Pushing.
Yeah, close to 50. Wow, that's a crazy, crazy thing. You're close
he's
to 50.
46.
He's 40. That was close to 50.
Okay, so he's a year older than me.
Yeah,
you're 45.
Yes,
that's gross.
Yeah.
Anybody in their 40s?
Losers.
Brady. Morons.
Not in 40s. No, when you're actually 40, you're not in your 40s. You're still at the end of your 30s.
No, you're not.
That's how it goes.
Derbs doesn't fit that category either.
No, 39 forever.
Yeah, we're 39. Both of us. Mm-hmm. Derbs and I are both 39 years old.
Everyone keeps asking if I'm going to have a complex about turning 30 next year. And I'm like, no, I've been 52 for about 14 years now. Brady is just shooting me daggers. Everybody in here is shooting me daggers.
You're the young kid that's like, oh my gosh,
I'm getting old. And all of us are older than you.
I just said I didn't have a complex about it.
You say sometimes, like, I'm getting old. You say it sometimes.
I am. I accidentally reset my TV to default the other night. Didn't know how to get it back.
You think you're old.
Lost my glasses.
Think of us?
I fall into the, you waiting until you're my age kind of guy.
Yeah, we're now that guy.
Yeah, and that's not an old thing at all.
Wait till you get our age.
39.
Yeah, 39. When you're 39, things change.
For some reason in my head forever.
You're 39.
Micah has been so much older than you in my head forever, and I just realized there's only a 5-year age gap.
No, 6.
No.
Too many.
Mm-hmm. We're 39. We've already told you this. Brady. Derbs and I are both 39 years old.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. You wear 40 well.
No, I am not that.
You are.
And that's in your 30s.
No, it's not.
You're nice.
You're not old. You're nice.
I feel it lately. Yeah, definitely. My wife tried to FaceTime me. I was in the garden doing stuff because I'm doing garden stuff now.
Hey, not
she tried to FaceTime
me. Let's talk about Riley Moss.
And I couldn't figure out how to do the FaceTime thing. Couldn't accept the call.
You are pretty bad with the technology.
It's not good.
You're so good at the certain areas that you use it, and then very...
Because I only need what I need, and the things I don't need, I don't need.
I'm worried, like, what do you get? What are we going to do as I continue to get older and the technology continues to pass me by? I'm the young guy at the station.
Hopefully somebody younger keeps coming in.
Yeah. Keep trying to hire young guys, but the intern here just disappeared for like 3 weeks.
And I try to let him in. He goes, ugh.
I'm here for the show that's on that I don't know the name of.
Poor Sammy.
Poor Sammy Hagar. He's a good dude.
He's a great dude, but that's terrible.
That's why we can't hire anyone. We make fun of them to death when they're the intern.
Yeah, you
and
gotta,
they're like, we got to go.
When they're is that Michael's official title still as intern? Is that why we make so much fun of him?
Michael?
No, it's because I'm super awesome, but you're not quite at my level.
Nope. That right there is why we make fun of you.
You're just a little below me.
Well, I'm smarter than you, and I ask me anything about Captain America, I'm going to tell you.
You're never going to live
a place
that.
On a wall.
You're never going to live that one down, Michael.
Miracles are never going to lose a game.
You're not right.
You're not right.
No, you're not right.
I'm right about everything,
What is
guys.
The opposite of right?
Wrong.
You are wrong.
With a W.
The opposite of right
like
is
George
left.
W.
Silent.
Silent.
Now watch this drive. George W.
Why did you take a... Derbs and I gave you plenty of suggestions for poll question this morning, and you went with, how's your garden doing?
Half of them.
We had great questions.
Phenomenal. I was out gardening, so I was like, that'll be a good poll question.
He says, gosh, do I want Miles to intern there now more than ever? Probably not good for Miles.
Look,
if you
want to
continue being a great citizen and a good person and smart, then you probably don't want to come here.
I treat the interns like royalty. Of course.
Why are none of us around when he's interacting with the interns?
I'm trying to filter through any appropriate response, and I can't find one.
No.
I had a 4-point something GPA. Then I started working at 4.0? No, it was higher than 4.0.
How do you get higher than a 4.0?
Back in my day, you couldn't get higher than
straight A's. You can't get any better than straight A's.
A pluses, college credit classes.
And you get higher than a 4.0?
Mm-hmm. I had a 4.17.
I didn't think you could get higher than a 2.5 for a while.
That's how you play athletics. Just above that.
I had a 4.17, and then I ended up here, and I'm like, I can't. I didn't know what okra was this morning.
Man, that's pretty good.
If you were looking around and saying, boy, do I wish I was dumber, you'd be the perfect fit at KFK.
Yeah, and it's sad because you see, like, professional people enter the building, and then when they leave,
they're dumber.
They're like, hello.
Lyle Smith Graybeal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But exactly. They also say, those guys sure are fun.
Oh, yeah. We're very fun. Like, we make life interesting. Mm-hmm. No question about it. Even Michael back there.
I agree. You guys are fun.
Thank you.
Nah, that was... Write it down.
Nicest thing you've ever said to us, Mike.
No. I've complimented you guys before. You just don't...
But that, like, was a nice one.
You just don't listen.
I will say anyway. Micah is the ultimate, and I this is why I have the very little amount of respect that I do have for him, is that he is the type that will insult you to your face and then defend you behind your back. And I hope that you understand that's
Tanner.
We all do it. And that's what I respect about Micah.
Well, all of us. Anyway, 22 minutes after the hour. It's easier to just say things when you're not around. Because you can't defend it. 22, it's called venting. 22 minutes after the hour.
Oh, poor Peyton Watson.
We'll be right back.
Two teams, no parents.
No!
What's next for the Nuggets and the Avalanche this offseason? Keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for the latest.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most. Local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
I don't know why we bother with this segment today. Did you learn anything?
I learned that Tanner's wrong about preseason.
Derbs?
I learned that we talk too much about practice.
Tanner?
I learned that people at, what was it, the Blues Jam smells better than Comic-Con?
Ooh.
Or the other way around?
I mean, you could say they smell better than the people at Comic-Con because Comic-Con's in San Diego, whereas the Blues Jam is here in Greeley, and that's going to piss off some people.
Oh, it kind of smells in Greeley? Is that what you're saying?
No. He said that people at the Blues Jam smell more than the people of Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So I'm saying go with the Comic-Con thing.
I learned that I'll never be at the Blues Jam or Comic-Con.
You don't like blues?
No.
Derbs?
No opinion. I don't listen to enough to have one yet or nay.
DNF.
I have a question, Tanner. Do you listen to rock music?
If you listen to rock music, the jazz or blues.
Just because it derived from the music doesn't mean that they're the same.
This is why I hate him. Because it's not like,
because I'm right all the time.
I don't like blues. Well, they actually know that the thing you enjoy is because of me. Like,
I learned that Captain America is coming back.
I learned that having to be on your show after having Micah as a producer this morning.
Co-host.
Too much. Nah, you were a co-host this morning.
You carried it, from what I heard.
Oh, It was, did you not hear the softball story with Jimmy?
I didn't hear that.
I had Eastside Chris asking Faith questions through me.
Yeah.
He was wondering if Faith ever found Jimmy. Never got an answer from Faith.
Faith was all over that for a while, and then she just gave up. The trail went cold for her.
I think she gave up after like 5 minutes. She's like, it's not worth it.
Probably not worth the bit here. Yeah, probably not.
I would like to invest some time into this.
I'm interested in this Jimmy character.
That's what I'll do today.
Yeah, I think we should drop everything and do that. What do you think? Mike, you down for that? You going to help us out?
Well, I actually have to do some work after this, so I'll let you guys do that.
Again, I'm better than you.
Yeah, that, thankfully, will do it for us today. We'll be back on a Thursday.
Thirsty.
Good night, Northern Colorado.
Baseball. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Baseball.
Baseball. Baseball.
Ready.
Rockies baseball.
First pitch.
Well hit to right field.
Deep drive to right.
On the first.
Got him.
Got him at home.
Touch of all time.
From the KOA Rockies Radio Network.
Drives it again.
This is the Rockies on Deck Show.
See ya later.
Second deck.
Presented by Cars for Kids. CarsForKids.com. That's Cars with a K.
Swing and a miss. He got him with the gas.
Alongside Jack Corrigan and Zach Goodman, here's Jesse Thomas.
And we welcome you inside Petco Park, located in the East Village neighborhood of San Diego, California, before game 2 of 2 between the Rockies and Padres.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.